Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's the hippest guy in town, Oscar?
I would say Mike O'Mara.
Because he's got a brand new hip, right?
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, he's at a doctor's appointment this very day, so we shall press on.
Doctor!
I said, doctor! And move on with all possible dispatch. So we very seldom open the show with actual chilling news-style audio.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I got a wonderful text from Oscar. And, you know, it's funny. He has a certain negativity.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can almost take what he says and reverse it and get the actual meaning. So what he actually said here, you'll love this.
This is live action tape.
This is like a, you know.
Eyewitness news. Report.
It is nitwitness news right here. It's Oscar on your side. And the caption is, this should make your day.
Yes.
And so let's go to the audio tape, please.
Hey. Yeah. Do me a favor, behind those bricks, line them all up like a wall.
All right, I'm going to put the
video tape. It
doesn't matter.
Line them up now. Quick.
Panic.
So.
Panic, my friend.
When I first played it, Pony said, is that applause?
Yes.
Said, it's not applause. It's gushing water.
Yes.
Oh, were you helping in Louisiana?
No. That would have been better served there than I was in my backyard.
Oscariana.
I don't know if you guys got it out where you live, but here in the district proper, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
The most powerful city in the United States.
The heat wave has created a pattern of erratic weather.
Yes.
And we had a storm open up on us.
A cloudburst.
That I have not ever seen in this area in some years.
Now, let me explain the video that accompanied the audio that I just played you. What I saw was Oscar's perilously thin ankles in his beautiful...
chicken legs.
Yeah.
I call them chicken legs.
In his beautiful Nikes, standing Nike deep in water, and sweeping the water.
Yes.
Because I've been in this situation before. When the water comes that... quickly, there's really little you can do except sort of steer it away.
You got to steer it away from your home.
And if you didn't make out the audio, we'll put subtitles on the podcast.
Please.
Is Oscar is saying, I believe you called her Peach. Peach, can you get some bricks?
And she build a wall.
And what she was saying is, but I'm videotaping.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So.
What?
So this is about 6 p.m. yesterday, right?
No, this was at 9 p.m.
Oh, so we got the rain earlier.
Oh, you
where
got
I
the
was.
Same
yeah,
type
we
of storm?
Yeah, we got a big cloudburst, but nothing like this.
Yeah, it felt like forever.
Yeah.
There was probably at the most, I would say, 2 feet of rain that I was standing in at one point.
Standing water, two feet of rain.
Was this your backyard?
My backyard. About to crest, right, roll right into the old back, into the old home, right?
Right.
And
did you have a neighbor marching two animals at a time into a boat?
No, but it was the first time that I had realized, man, that little drain that we have in the backyard that was probably put there in the 1920s is just not enough.
So
right?
Is it just like, I'm guessing the drain in your backyard, it probably looks like a concrete drain with a round grate in the middle of it and the water's supposed to go down it.
Exactly.
It's called a French drain.
Oh.
Yeah, the French had it wrong because that thing was doing nothing to help the cause.
This will not keep your basement dry. What a mistake for you.
Quote of the night was, we need to build a levee. And Shannon, God bless her, she spotted the problem. She said, what's a levee? I said, never mind.
She says, we're not even Jewish.
That joke is never funny.
It's not.
So I always sit there and I think, should I teach her what a levee is, or do we have time to even explain to each other what that is?
Yeah, it's really not the time.
No. I didn't even tell her to Google it. I said, let's do this.
Well, she was busy videotaping you.
Yeah, no, and she was helping. The videotape was for the show.
Okay,
right?
Good. And that's good. It was an excellent 9 seconds.
I could not explain the amount of water that was coming out without that video.
And it looked like you've talked about that sort of sunken area where you can keep your bicycles.
Yes.
It looks like it was headed towards there.
Is water bad for a bicycle? Because it definitely got soaked.
No, it absolutely is.
Okay, just FYI. Mm-hmm. It's probably dry by now.
Is water bad for a bicycle?
It's just one solid wash.
It makes it clean.
It looked brand new, except for that rust. What I know is this, is that there have been many mistakes made, whether it's the radiator that I, every radiator I tore out of my home.
Check out the bonus show.
Reference to last week's bonus show.
Yeah, I don't have radiators anymore.
And after you hear that, you may want to go dumpster diving in a certain Georgetown neighborhood. It's like pulling quarters from the sky.
Mm-hmm. Ill-advised. The idea that now, as my brother and I were talking about last night, the list of things to do. Mm. And Tony, if you're listening, my friend.
Hey, he's a lot of water in there.
We need to figure out a way to increase the capacity of water that can actually go down that drain.
Well, the French drain, this I know because we had this problem at Big Daddy's house. There was a stairwell.
Yes.
And that would get flooded too. The French drain, it has nothing to do with plumbing. It's almost like a drilled out hole that is filled with gravel. And then it's capped. So the water has a place to go into the gravel and then absorb into the ground.
It's not piped out somewhere?
No, it's not piped out.
Yeah, I would doubt it in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. Man. So what I should do is
drill, baby, drill.
I could create a little putt-putt course in the back. And actually, they won't be golf balls going in. I might as well. And I have a little putting green, and every one of those greens is one of these French drains.
Exactly, and what'll happen is everyone who comes, they get a ball, a putter, and some wading boots, because they're going to be up to their knees in water.
Well, this is the situation. One, it gives you a different perspective on these flash drains you've been watching on the news all the time, and I think we get kind of desensitized, even numb, even when you see that fantastic footage of the young man basically saving a woman in a convertible in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, Just
phenomenal footage. I sat I got home around 8:30, 30 minutes. I said, oh, that's quite the storm outside.
Yes.
And then I hear Shannon calling me to come downstairs because she had heard the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, no. Like within 2 minutes of the storm starting, the surge came through.
You know what? Really, one of the worst things about water damage is when you hear it. Because I've heard leaking pipe spray. I've heard flowing water coming into a house. It's horrifying because you don't realize the damage it can do and how fast it can do.
And you wonder, well, Oscar, why were you trying to build a wall with bricks? That's all we had.
Well, it's not going to stop water. Porous.
Are you Donald Trump?
Certainly porous.
Couldn't you make the water build the wall?
Yeah, that's true.
Freeze it.
You know what worked?
What?
Was, and you don't see in the video, but we had some athletic rollers, those foam rollers that people roll out on when they work out at the gym.
You're talking foreign language.
Never
seen it.
Like a yoga mat?
Not a yoga mat. That would have worked as well. But so
a pool noodle?
Like a pool noodle, but for athletes.
Oh, okay.
Right. We stacked those, and that kept the water out.
But they would float, wouldn't they?
You would think they would float, but these didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would have used a wet dry vac to suck the water and then blow the water back into the street somehow.
Yeah, but that's my backyard, so you've got minimal access to the street.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
How about your neighbor's yard?
By the way, my neighbor's yard, there's no way it's going to go in there. They have their own issues. I actually thought about knocking on my neighbor's door and saying, how's the basement?
There is no way in the world they would have answered.
No.
In that kind of weather, seeing you, your face, through the people,
lock
the door.
Moral of the story is I need sandbags. Now I need sandbags, and I don't know where you get them. I don't know if you go to Home Depot.
Need? You need historic sandbags.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be reported.
I'll be fined.
Yeah, you can't use new sandbags.
I need old-timey sandbags.
Sandbags from Valley Forge.
I'm going to go on Etsy and see what they have available at the $400 price range, because that's all everything costs there.
Well, I know that you can get like playground sand at the Home Depot, but it comes in a paper sack.
Or could I just go to a playground and get the sand there free?
But that's being a thief.
And you need bags.
Yes, canvas bags.
Yeah.
Because
why
that's
do they
old
have
timey
to be canvas?
Because that's old timey.
Got it. What if I just got some potatoes, took the potatoes out of the potato sack, and then put sand in those potato sacks?
That would be good.
That would work.
But you don't eat carbs. What are you going to do with all those potatoes?
Well, just to have that old timey charm, right?
Good old Irish.
Oh, and by the way,
one food.
What are you talking
about?
I don't know.
The guy. This is how bad it gets. Yeah. So I have three windows in front of my house, and I don't know how much that French drain is going to cost.
Oh, by the way, I saw you going into your house yesterday on the ride.
Why didn't you honk? Did I look depressed?
You really did. You look like Charlie Brown after he brought the Christmas tree to the Christmas pageant.
Yeah.
back to reality.
Just to give you a full scope, and there's more that there's some good news and some exciting news here that come in the body of the show. But just quickly,
yes,
I get the I have a friend who paints all the time, right? Yes. And by friend, it's just my mom's friend, right?
Okay, portraits or walls?
That's a great question. Great question.
Thank
there's
you.
There's a difference.
There is.
This would be frames of the window frames.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he is a house painter, but a specialist.
Yes. $960, he quotes me, to paint three frames for three windows and some trim at the top of my tiny house.
Man, you know what? The kind of trim that I would want for $960 wouldn't be around
That's
a window.
That's too much money, right?
It is way too much.
Like, I could paint that first window.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're going by average, I would take a third off and say, like, let's do the top two. But even then, is the cost of the painting due to them getting on a ladder?
Probably.
Like, does that go up?
And also, there's, you know, windows are really tough to do well. And you've got your historic glass. They're going to have to be taped and scraped and all. Hey, I'm just telling you the way of the world.
Switching out the windows. Not even telling anybody.
You are going to jail.
Boom, bam.
You're going to old-timey Gary Stein.
Listen to me, friends on the radio. I'm doing what I want.
Hey, don't drop the soap.
Everybody. Take off your headphones for a second. Yeah. The last time you started telling people about your plans,
no,
you got a visit from the permit police.
These are wood windows. They're expensive. Wooden windows, just like Ben Franklin had.
So these are okay.
These are the same windows my neighbor has.
Are they going to be clear? Or are they going to be that sort of old-timey?
The stained glass? Yeah. I don't know.
Not stained, but like, you know, smeary. That's not the technical word.
I don't know. Get a blowtorch. Make them smeary.
That's not how it works.
Melt the glass. That's like melted glass.
That's
barely
exactly
see outside.
How it works. Yeah.
So, yes. Friend at the permits office, it's going to be permitted. Look for my name. Work it out. But know this. Same windows as my neighbor. That's precedence, right?
So you got to take the whole neighborhood to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the
at least
paint
you'll know
job
he'll be in the sale,
and the
sale
water situation is now top of mind.
Got to be.
Right?
Well, because you know what? There's going to be more thunderstorms today.
The list is getting longer, friends. And if I don't make it through this next year, and by the way, I thought I could get everything done by November.
Sure.
No, it's going to be 3 years.
So you're
3 years is nonsense. And every DIY project I started, I failed at.
So I can't come over for Thanksgiving now?
No.
Oh, well, that sucks.
F you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh?
LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
We have a visitor.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Captain Over, Mr. Murdoch, and Mr. Basta. This is Joey Hammond.
Well, hi, Joey.
Come on up here. You can see better.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
We better get back now, Joey.
No, Joey can stay here for a while if he'd like.
Could I? Okay, if you don't get in the way.
Flight 209er to Denver Radio. Climbing to cruise at 42,000. We'll report again over Lincoln. Over and out.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Joey, you like movies about gladiators?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Pony liked that tape a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
That makes
great.
Me uneasy.
That's great.
Thank you. Live from the Cappy Piper Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. This show brought to you by Harry's.
Woo!
My favorite. The reason I don't have to go to a barbershop anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Only Harry's touches my head, and here's why. Well, you know, you see it all the time. The big shaving companies, or as I call them, Rosker, Big Razor, they put out some new model and then charge even more than their already high prices. This is inexcusable because our friends at Harry's don't believe in upcharging. As a matter of fact, they make a bunch of improvements to their razors just this very time, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. They're always improving, and the price point stays
the
same.
Can't go wrong.
It's so great. Harry's 5-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and the lubricating strip. And yes, they are still $2 a blade as opposed to the $4 you pay at the drugstore. Plus, Harry's is always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. And Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. Trust me, folks, you are going to love this. You get a weighted razor handle, moisturizing shaving cream, 3 precision 5-blade cartridges, and a travel cover just for $15. And for a limited time, just for our listeners, they'll shave $5 off your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. Go to HARRYS.com and enter the promo code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. That's Harry's.com and code TMOS. You will love it.
Woo!
So that was last night that you had the flooding. How are things now?
Damp.
Damp. Well, your house is going to be damp and humid anyway because we're in the middle of some sort of horrible heat wave here. And so, you don't have air conditioning. So
no
how
AC.
Can you tell? Is it extra damp?
I went outside to survey the scene. There was enough water to really, and as we can joke about it now, but yesterday I was concerned. I said, if this is, and it wasn't your typical DC storm, right?
Right.
If this is as bad as it can get, we're certainly not prepared. If we weren't home, I would say that the first floor would have water in it.
Yeah,
right?
and these happen, and it has to do with weather extremes. We had extreme blizzards this winter and extreme heat this summer, and that brings the extreme, the rain. I've seen it before, even in houses like when I used to live in a house that was built in the 30s. It was a dry house for 70 years, and then we had 2 consecutive summertime cloudbursts like this, and I went to the basement and I saw the water seeping up out of the concrete.
Oh my God.
It's horrifying because you have literally no control.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do
about it. There's nothing you can do. I was down there with towels wringing it out saying, I wish this would stop. I mean, I remember that thought crossing my mind. And the power of wishing, that's what you need when your house is being flooded.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
it works.
So good. It is lucky you were home, but they're calling for more storms this week.
I really have to gauge my schedule around the storms, and I'm not kidding about the sandbags. Need to get those ASAP.
You should.
Right after the show. I'm so over it, and it really doesn't help that when we rush this so quickly, and you guys are right, and the listeners are right, as far as the DIY concept, do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
None of this stuff is easy.
No.
And I didn't really plan to do most of it myself, but it just seems to me that if you've got the time, you got to try, right?
Well, you do and you don't. You have to know what you're able to do.
Yeah, can't do dick.
When Carrie tries to bring up a DIY project, I always change the topic.
Well, how much is your time worth is what is really coming to the forefront.
And you have to put it against what you have to pay to get someone else to do it, and can you get by without doing it?
That brick patio in the back, I've probably spent a total of, I would say, 15 hours breaking up, right?
Yeah.
When I could have paid some of my distant cousins to come in at like a solid rate and in cash, and they would have knocked it out in 3.
What is so sad is that you're going to have all that sand back there, and with your regulations of your historic neighborhood, you can't make your dream come true of Oscar Santana's tiki bar.
But imagine.
Because you could spread the sand and put up paper lanterns.
A
and, you know,
beach party.
Yeah, rum drinks.
I never thought we would have to account for flooding. So to this point, I had some of my guys come over, and Tony, I'll shout him out because he's the only man that would come in the middle of a heat wave and try and find the sewer line as we're trying to figure out how we're going to reconfigure the kitchen.
Just follow your nose.
Yes. But he had to dig 16, 17 feet, 8 into the ground to find the sewer line.
Well, did he dig or did he drill?
Oh, he dug.
With a shovel?
Him and one of his friends. They dug.
Is he insane?
And I went out there and I said, hey, you guys want a Gatorade? They said, no, we got Gatorades. I said, you want me to put those in the fridge? No, we're good. These are men amongst men, mind you. You and I and Pony and Diego here, we would all pass out or call in and say, hey, there's a red code warning, air quality.
Yes.
We can't work under these conditions.
Oh, yeah. I would before I even got 1 foot of ground dug, I would burn the house down.
They're men among
us. I would burn the house down, call the insurance agency. You wouldn't believe what happened.
Yeah, they are men amongst men. And
sure.
When you see that happening, you want to get a shovel, you want to help them out, you just don't. And I'm not going to hover like Mike. Because
make them tense.
Mike, I hope you're listening right now. You don't help the cause because you just can feel that bad energy coming to you.
Bad
right?
juju, yeah.
So, but what they did find is, well, as they dug 18 feet underneath my home,
yeah.
is some artifacts. And I'm holding them up here for the camera.
Okay.
And
they look like they're made of metal.
The house was built in 1840.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that
that's before the War of Northern Aggression.
The larger piece is the oldest. I don't know where that. The other piece just could be an Allen wrench that's crusted over in rust.
Mm-hmm.
But the larger piece, Rob, as you can inspect it, maybe something that's actually...
As you know, IKEA was
historic.
Was actually founded right before the Civil War.
Yes.
And that's when the Allen wrenches were sent about.
Please describe what you have in your
hand.
Okay,
this is metal. It looks like, based on the amount of rust on it, it was iron. I think.
Yes.
Because if it was any
iron.
Sort of steel or any sort of alloy, it wouldn't have rusted that bad. It has two holes, like a flat plate where it looks like it was mounted on something.
Yeah, almost look like a kickstand of sorts.
Yeah,
yes.
You know what? That is a really good call.
Yeah,
for
but
a horse.
It's not a kickstand for a horse.
But it certainly looks old-timey, right?
Yeah, but could it... But
they don't make kickstands of cast iron these days, do they?
No.
Oh, just want to make sure.
Because
these Highline bikes.
But, you know, I'm you know? Not sure it would be a kickstand if it has two bolts here. Because it would have to be able to pivot.
Ooh.
It looks almost like a flagpole that you would mount on the side of a house, but it's a post instead of a like tube to put a flag in.
I like the idea of some sort of flagpole or a hook, because this is obviously a mounting plate for a wall.
Yes.
And then there is a 45-degree angle almost, a stick coming off it.
Colonial or Victorian?
I'd say World War II, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If it was more than like 70 years old, it would be gone.
Yeah, it'd be
really?
Dust.
Yeah, because it's iron. It would just dissolve.
Ah.
It's old. Make
so
no
WW2.
Mistake.
So WW2.
I would say it's a World War II hook that you could hang your army hat on.
Man.
And then you have also just a piece of, this is garbage. This is
nothing.
Yeah,
this is garbage, right?
This is not an Allen wrench, I don't think, because I think it's just a bent piece of metal.
Rebarb.
It could be, it looks almost, I think, what Adrian called it in the pre-show. Looks like a camping stake. But
yeah,
I think
camping
it,
steak.
It looks like a tent stake of
oh,
some
like
sort.
When, oh, wait. When the Civil War was going on?
Again.
Lots of tents.
It would be,
I don't think they did that on Georgetown.
Oh, okay.
It would be very tense.
All right.
During the Civil War. I think this is, I don't think this has any sort of historic value. But this, I would love to know what it is.
Do I take it to Antiques Roadshow?
No, you don't.
Come on.
No, you go buy sandbags.
I can be one of those rubes.
Keep your house from flooding away.
Found this in the back of my home. What do you think? And then it comes up $20, a little price tag comes up $20.
Put it on eBay. That's where you get your money. Put it on eBay and say, unknown historic Civil War artifact probably used by general, and make up a general that no one
there
does.
Seems to be markings here of some brand.
Can you read it? Can you make it out?
You can barely read. Can I just put this? What if I put this in like an acetone to take off all the?
It will dissolve,
right?
It'll go away.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's brittle. Do you think? I don't want to have you do it, but I feel that you could probably break it. Even though it's iron, it looks like it's oxidized.
Oh, yeah,
enough
it's so old.
It's very
it'll
brittle.
Just crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Diego, please don't ruin the show. Go.
Oh, is he going to speak?
Yeah, he's going to speak. Hold
really?
On.
Really? We're going to
He's
do
already
this
put a speed bumps on.
All right, go ahead.
It could be a door hinge, like a barn door hinge.
Ah, he's right.
How?
Because it's a big piece of iron. It has to hold something super heavy.
It's not that big.
Yeah, but it doesn't have two mounts.
They did have horses in the old timeies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there are horses all around, but I do think that if it's old enough to be of value, it would have dissolved by now because it was under the ground.
Yeah.
And also, it's
what
not...
What if it's been mummified? in
that
rust.
That doesn't work like that.
No, no. You see, a mummification would involve no oxygen at all, yeah, when in fact there's lots of oxygen on that.
That would be the cool part if there, we do have
that is
something,
cool.
And I can take it. There's an antique store around the corner. I don't think it, just for the record, this probably has zero value, right?
You know, but, is this some sort of knee-jerk because you threw away so much stuff of actual value?
Oh, now I'm
that
a hoarder.
Now you're finding now garbage and you're going to try and sell everything.
It's got to be $20,000. Please, God.
I can see Oscar walking into the antique store and say, what is this? This is a bucket of dirt. Not just dirt, Civil War dirt.
I'm going to go on the record and say this is worth nothing.
Okay.
But if it's worth something, I will definitely reward Tony and his friend that found it, right?
Right, sure.
Because I think that's just right.
How did they present it to you?
They just said, we just dug it down into the ground and we came upon this piece. Here you go. That's it. It wasn't awkward or crazy.
He should have. I wonder what he kept. If he gave you that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Tony's a good guy. Tony's a good guy.
Solid diamonds.
I really believe, because didn't used to people used to, they used to bury their treasure and their money in the backyard.
And they'd also bury their trash.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Trash?
Sure.
Why would they bury their trash?
Well, you don't think the people in 1850 were coming around on Tuesdays and Fridays to pick up? I mean, they just buried it. They burned what would burn.
Yes.
But other stuff they'd bury.
Man. But aren't you at least intrigued to know what
this is? I am
intrigued.
I would love to know what it was. And also, are they done digging?
No, that's just one part. This is the first like square, I would say 12 by 12 of like hole they had to dig.
This is like, you know what this is going to be? This is going to be like the movie Goonies.
Oh, Chester Copperpot?
Yes.
My God. One-Eyed Willie's treasure?
You're going to find it all.
Find me a medallion. I'll go on that road trip.
Well, Oscar,
Chester Copperpot couldn't do it. I could do it.
When you make all your money, please remember me.
Hey,
that's all
you
I
guys.
We'll take a break.
No one that's seen Goonies will understand that.
Come back, and Oscar has more tales of the greatest regret of his life. It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? You have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, Oscar.
This segment's brought to you by our friends at Vistaprint.
Indeed.
You know, we talk about great deals all the time here on the program, but our friends at Vistaprint keep the love coming with great deals. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter our promo code TMOS at checkout. Again, that's 500 business cards for under 10 bucks. And Rob, what do we have today?
This is a beautiful one because this is so perfect for Vistaprint because you can, if you don't go with their templates, you can design whatever you want. And this guy is a graphic design expert. His name is Dylan Andrews. Look at this beautiful card.
Ooh.
Clean, different, and looks like he's upgraded the stock on it. And so he gets that 500 of those for $9.99. Vistaprint can make your dreams come true.
What's the company called
again? It's Dylan Andrews Graphic Design, www.dylanandrews.net. Check it out.
Thank you, Dylan. And you can get a great card like that from Vistaprint. Again, 500 business cards for just $9.99. And they're not just business cards, people. They have so many different things you could pick from. If you're trying to impress someone, the first impression is the most important.
Yes.
Have a great business card. You can upgrade that stock as well. You can look at different iterations of it. I got a little square one. Rob's got a black matte one.
Beautiful.
We've got one sent to us. All we need is a great first impression. Use Vistaprint to do so. Again, 500 business cards for just $9.99. Make sure you use that TMOS code at checkout. Again, TMOS at checkout. Vistaprint, the only way to go for your business cards and all your business needs.
Very, very cool. So the digging continues. The flooding continues. I will keep my fingers crossed that we don't have a cloudburst today. The thing that troubles me about the flooding is that everyone around the country has heard of Georgetown. It's a neighborhood in Washington, D.C. And you are on a hill.
Yeah.
So the water should be flowing away from you into the river. How is it getting to your house?
The backyard is on an incline towards the home, right?
Oh.
Ooh, good design.
So my logic is this. And then you say, hey, Santana, how are you planning on building out this home? And I would say that clearly I haven't thought through the process because there's probably going to be some important infrastructure that you have to address, right?
Now, question, pause your thought process there. And we've been through a lot of stuff with you on this house.
Santana on the house.
This whole house procedure. Was there a part of you that assumed that a house that had been there for well over 150 years, things are going to be okay because the house has been there for 150 years?
I mean, the logic would state that if it would have crumbled, it would have crumbled by now.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Though they have never seen the likes of your boy with two thumbs face pointing them towards himself because he makes drastic decisions. He who says, take the radiators out. Let's see how much it costs to take down that fireplace. Right?
Drastic part.
These are all. And if I was watching a TV show, and God bless you if you're listening and you think, what an idiot, because I feel like a big dummy. These are all things that you see on TV, and we talk about how people fall into this like small, like kind of you're in not a malaise, but in a
haze,
in a haze of just they did it on TV, they can do it here, right?
You know where you are. You're in the eye of the storm.
Yes,
you're in a certain calm moment, and all this stuff is around you, and you just assume it can't be that hard,
and it's not going to cost that much. I watched on HGTV last night. Tiny homes, right? Or tiny houses, whatever it's called.
Yes.
And the one guy said every contractor they talked to, everything was $3,500, like base price. And he goes, at times, I wouldn't even wait for the number. I'd say $3,500, right?
That's just their starting point, yeah.
And the contractors I have are great.
That's so much
They're
money.
They're nice guys. Mm-hmm. But
so
this
much
stuff
money.
Adds up. And I just never assumed that a home with roughly 800 square feet would cost this much to fix.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you had it inspected.
Yeah, twice.
And what did the inspector say?
They said they had a list of 459 bullet points of little things that need to be fixed, but not big things, right?
But there are big things.
Yeah, well, the French drain, if that's what it is, yes, is one thing. You saw the water. The gutters need to be cleaned. I've heard the ads for gutter helmet forever, right?
Gutter helmet. That's a category,
yeah. need to call those guys. They should probably come on as advertisers. One guy who actually has helped me, because throughout this entire process, I've been trying to find a solid HVAC guy, right?
Sure.
And
to come and tell you do not have air conditioning.
What have you done?
Yeah, well, that's the guy. I mean, that's who really made it clear as far as the radiators are concerned, because now we won't have heat and we're around the corner from the fall. And I would feel bad if all we had was electrical heaters.
Yeah, we were laughing about that last night.
Yeah, last night. So
you know what would be good for that is you can get by the whole winter with some very sophisticated Snug-a-Bug.
Yeah. no snuggling, as this reno has put a lot of stress on my engagement, I imagine.
I understand, yes.
And I said to Shannon, I said, let's figure out what we can do. I had a bunch of different people come through. I called our friend Bobby from, I'll give him a free plug. Is it, Academy Heating and Air, right?
Bobby.
Bobby Shambles.
Yes, Bobby Shambles. Ask for Bobby. He's got the best bedside manner in town.
Love Bobby.
Yes, Bobby's a good guy.
Why are you greeting your HVAC guy in bed?
Well, he's just so nice.
No,
he's
I understand
so nice
what you
all
mean.
The time.
I'm just being a jerk.
Academy Heating and Air. They have not saved me one penny, but I always like when you talk to someone and they're like, we can get that done. Instead of
that attitude is excellent.
Telling me everything that's wrong with the place, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So he picks up the phone. I don't have a quote from him yet, and I don't even know he's ever going to hear this. But he's like, "Dude, we can figure this out. I know Bobby outside of work, so we have that personal relationship.
Sure.
I've never seen this side of him, which is nice to see your friend in like workspace.
Isn't it weird, especially someone you've known for a long time? Like I run into occasionally people from high school that were absolute screw ups in high school, right?
Yes.
But that's the image I have of them. And I see them in a coat and tie or see them in a professional setting. It's like, wow, there's hope for us all.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you're in the twilights and you're like, you're the same guy that blacked out last week.
Yeah.
Right?
You're Bizarro Eric.
Yeah. But again, some people may think the same thing about me when I'm in the business world, right?
Yeah, I just got a text from Bobby.
Yeah.
$3,500.
I wish. But to my point is, Tony's great in the same place where he's a straight shooter. Just tell me how much this is going to cost, worst case scenario, mm-hmm. Right?
I would rather have a good handyman and a good mechanic than a good doctor. They are that valuable.
And think about this, people. if you see it on YouTube, it doesn't mean it's going to take you the same amount of time to do it yourself.
And it doesn't mean you can even do it.
Yes.
Remember, YouTube was where they had the eagle that swooped down and took the baby away.
Yes, the fake
it's
eagle.
It's not always true.
If you add up all the tools I've purchased.
Right.
Like a circular saw.
Thermal camera.
Thermal camera. Impact drill. I'm not building a fence. Who needs an impact drill? And people told me you don't need an impact drill. But I bought the set because it came with more bits. And your bits get lost everywhere.
They sell just the bits, you know.
Who knew? I had the bundle.
What you need to do is put your bits in a safe place, the bit vault. That's I learned that from the Grease Man show.
Hey,
impact drill, what are you doing? You're an idiot.
I have done everything I can in my home, right?
Right.
Mind you, the floors still aren't done because the floors will be the last thing to be done because as they do
stuff
the,
happens to the floors as other stuff
as
happens.
As they do the heavy up, mm-hmm. which is something I clearly don't even know how to use that term because every time I try to use contractor terms of contractors, it looks at me like I'm a bit special, if that's the best, or as my parents would say, not politically correct, tocado, right?
Which is?
Touched.
Okay.
So I was like, after they do the heavy up with my last contractor, he's like, heavy up? I'm like, yeah, when they do all that heavy up.
And you don't even know what you're talking about.
Anyway, I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that.
Yeah. Robert has a similar trade.
I just want to walk away. And breaking point.
Yeah.
Probably last night.
What?
Where I said, we just got to flip this house. Just got to flip this house and move on out. Move on out.
But
this
that's
too much.
But that's not the plan. No. That's you touched the nest egg.
No. I think that's the case, man. I don't know. We bought this home late May, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's been, what, not even, maybe 3 months and some change?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I'm already at my breaking point. If we've got
eight
no,
minus
if,
five is three.
If we've got the Red Sea back there.
Yeah.
Right? I can't. What?
But you can't.
What if it's raining and I'm at my parents' house? Mom, I got to rush home to fight the flood.
You can't. Well, the sandbags will fix that. You're going to fix it. But here's the deal.
It's just
the worst. You can't flip it and lose.
Yeah. No.
You have to stay invested to at least break even.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like he's at a blackjack table and he's like, you know what? I can't leave till I'm up.
Yeah. No. I'm ready to leave. Mind you, no washer dryer. Still going to my parents to do laundry. That's embarrassing. I would say.
How many rolls of quarters do you bring?
We went on Sunday. My mom thinks I'm going to see her. I'm going to see your washing machine. You know?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's college all over.
Yeah, legit.
Pillowcase.
Oh, and you haven't lived until you get home and you have your wonderful fiance who really hitched her wagon to a winner.
Yeah.
Say, should we take the stuff in now or later? I said, take it in later so she doesn't know this is why we're coming over.
Oh, right? I see. Yeah, so you're trying to snow her a little bit.
So we go in, we do the high fives and the two kisses and like, I love you and a hug. And she scurries upstairs to watch her telenovelas. And that's when we get the laundry. That's when we go to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she has no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't told her? You haven't told her about
this? No. And my mom, God bless her, she asked me if I needed a loan because she talked to my brother about what we need to do with the AC. It is just a mess.
Yeah.
And then people are writing me to talk to Mike Holmes. I don't even know who Mike Holmes is.
Oh, I saw that post.
On Facebook.
Yeah, you're like supposed to contact a guy.
If you know Mike Holmes, then let me know. But yes, I'd like to talk to somebody that does this on TV. Yes, that's fine.
Hello, HGTV. My name is Oscar. Can I speak to one of your people, please?
Yeah. Like, and I appreciate people trying to help, but like, unless you own an electrical company or an HVAC company, don't get at me, right?
How about this?
Railroad.
Railroad.
You know.
Maybe you know how to, maybe I'll call company. That house. Yeah. I need someone that owns utilities. Luck. Utilities. If you own Washington Gas, get at me.
That's right. If you own it.
Yeah.
How about we just get one of those companies that move houses?
That's good.
And you could lift the house up and take it to
me. No, wouldn't be worth it. And get this. How much does it cost to rent a crane to put it on top of your house?
Why do you need a crane?
Because these units are so heavy.
The air conditioning units?
Yes.
That's a line item. That is a nightmare. Yeah. Or as the Germans say, a Nachtmar.
$1,500?
Just for the crane?
Yeah, it's not like I'm putting a hot tub on. What about a rope and pulley system?
Can't you build that?
I suppose, but it might not be safe.
Rope and pulleys have been safe for decades.
Yeah, block and tackle.
Yes.
I don't know about this.
Hey, you know what? While they're up there, have them clean the gutters.
Well, I got on the roof yesterday.
You were on the roof?
Yes. In the middle of the storm.
Please.
Because I had to unclog one of the gutters.
Yeah, you probably look like Doc Brown.
I probably did. I said, Shannon, Back to the future. If something happens, tell everybody my story. And I hope you're not videotaping this. Yeah, I had to get, so I jumped out the back window, right?
Okay, so is there?
So no, it's like there's a little roof above the kitchen, right?
Okay.
So I jumped out onto the kitchen roof.
Right.
And then got on a ladder in the middle of a storm.
You put a ladder on our subroof to go up to the main roof.
Yeah, that's
while it's wet.
Yeah. While it's wet.
Is it a metal ladder?
Yes.
Oh, in a smart. Thunderstorm.
Didn't matter. Mm-hmm. No, I've got a big antenna. It's a higher than the ladder, so the thunder would hit, the lightning would have hit that antenna
and
before
because
it hit
me. And then ground into you.
Yeah.
Oh, regard. I was wearing rubber. So I went, not a rubber suit, but rubber soles and then rubber gloves.
Okay. That's what it is. So no matter what's going to happen, even if you die, Shannon's not going to get pregnant.
Those yellow dishwasher gloves, that's what I had, right?
You must have been a sight.
Yeah. And I said, Shannon, if something happens, call 911 and tell everybody my story. But I got up there and I started pulling all this gunk out of the gutter, right? Yeah. It definitely helped with the flood situation.
Sure.
Because the water was actually draining into the drain that went off it when it came off the house instead of just pouring over, right?
Exactly. How much gunk was in your gutters?
Because
what happens is you're in an old enough neighborhood that you have trees.
Yes.
And the trees, the leaves get in there and they decompose.
That's why I need a gutter helmet.
And they become, mm-hmm. Yeah, you need the helmet.
Yes.
You need to rock the helmet.
But I really, it was enough to say, I see what the problem is.
Okay.
But the inspector should have said, you need these done.
Yeah, and that's not a little thing. That's a major thing.
How much does that cost?
A gutter cleaning or a gutter helmeting?
On a small house.
You know what? You've practically done it already.
Yeah, but I feel like I need to get a professional to come in and make sure.
I don't know. I think
the cleaning's pretty straightforward.
Yeah?
Yeah, as long as you get the gunk out and it flows, and you're not going to clog.
What about the downspout? Does that get clogged?
Not usually because there's action there. There's flow. Did you see water flowing through it after you cleaned it?
Yes.
Then you're okay.
So don't have to do
that. But the thing is the gutter helmet, and I've seen this because Johnny Holiday told me about it. It actually uses gravity to make sure only water gets into your gutter. And so that will prevent you from having to clean on a yearly basis.
How much do you think that costs?
Well, you don't probably have very much based on the width of your house.
Oh, yeah.
You're only going to
need two strips. You just get the sample. Two 11.5 strips. Yeah, give me some reclaimed gutter helmets.
I bet you can get that done for $200.
$200?
I bet. Because it's tiny.
No way.
It's going to take no time to install. And you don't
use
much
material.
Is that
something I can do myself? Maybe
no.
I just buy
No. We don't want you on the roof anymore.
Well, I had to look.
You only go on the roof during thunderstorms.
Well, I had to because otherwise it would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Right?
It would have been.
And I knew it was dangerous, but I mean, logically, I figured that the tallest point would get struck by lightning.
Question. Yeah. Was there a small part of you that was hoping to get struck by lightning?
It was. We got a policy through November.
That's your way out, baby.
You all would have gotten paid out. This would have been a solid show.
Yeah, just me doing
a memoriam.
My monologue.
Of all my bad bits.
We're going to pause talking about Oscar now so I can tell you about Stamps.com.
Please.
We'll be back after. I'm glad you're alive. I think the fact that you got your gutters cleaned out is going to reverse your backyard situation.
That's no chance.
No, it is because the water that was flooding was coming off your house.
Yeah, but still.
Let's hope for a big thunderstorm today and a big success.
Test the theory.
Test it. Meanwhile, you're standing there in your rubber gloves.
Oh, we have a press here.
What's a levy?
We're back in a sec. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. I hate the post office. I detest it. If you can't get a parking spot, then there's the lines, then there's the disinterested clerks at the post office. Folks, there has got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Taking to the post office takes too much time. I've said this. Leasing a postage meter, that's the old school way. That costs too much money. Well, it turns out there is a better way. Stamps.com. It's the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Anything you want to mail, you can mail with Stamps.com. It's a fraction of the cost of one of those postage meters, and you can save at least 50% compared to the post office. Plus, no more time-consuming trips to the post office. Oscar said it earlier. Put a price on your time.
Ooh, time
right?
is money.
Time is money, exactly. And you even get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office. I have used Stamps.com for years. They have been with us forever. And whether it's fruitcakes or getting stuff to Mike O'Mara or mailing stuff to Oscar, this is the way to go. We adore it. It saves us time and money. And right now you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Just get started with Stamps.com. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. How cool is that?
Woo!
You're there anyway, right? Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again.
Best way. Honestly, even if you get, when you have to send out your, not even the packages, but just letters.
Letters, yeah.
Right? It's right there. No problem.
You get it done, and then you can go back on your roof and put on your gutter helmet.
That was probably the dumbest thing I've done thus far, but I really, we had nothing to lose.
Well, I don't know. I can one-up you on dumb for that. We, when the Don and Mike show was broadcasting from Rockville, we had our separate studio, and it looked like an office park, but it was townhouses, right? And behind the townhouses was this sort of sub-basement where the junction box was with all the electricity.
Mm.
And we had one of those big rainstorms that we occasionally get, and there was about, I'd say, 12 to 14 inches of standing water in the electric room.
Yes.
And we had an engineer there that said, well, we can't do the show today because there's no electricity. And he said, well, I think I can fix it. Let me go look. He went down into the electric room.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't reach the electric stuff, so he put a metal stepladder in the standing water in the electric room. And I stood there, and I felt like dialing 9-1 and putting the 1, my thumb on it, because I started to piece together my limited knowledge of electricity and how he had really just built himself some sort of atomic super collider to kill him. Engineers are a special breed.
Yeah, they're really smart when it comes to the thing that they engineer, but everything else outside of that, they have no idea what they're doing.
Bless his heart, he got out of there with his life, and he got us back on the air.
Hey, baby. How long were you without power?
It was like 20 or 25 minutes, I think.
And in radio, that's hours.
Eternity. Right? An eternity. So, yeah, he lived and you lived.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. If I sound negative, and I don't mean to really put a negative
spin on
this. How
could you possibly sound negative?
I'm just at my wit's end with everything. Like,
did you think it would be better after you graduated and you had that out of the
way? When you're in the middle of that the program, right?
Yeah.
You just don't have time to really process how bad things are, or make appropriate decisions back to the radiators.
but now, to be fair, you were advised to get rid of them in a foreign language.
Doesn't matter. I question everyone regardless. It shouldn't have been like, oh yeah, this guy knows more than me. This is what should happen. But I guess the despair on my end is, there's no one to fix it. Like, there's no quick fix.
No.
Like, all I think now is, like, as we said earlier, I got to build a windmill, and I got to put a hole underneath it and turn it into some sort of long shotgun a pup-up course in my backyard, because all we need is more holes and more gravel pits, right?
I really think you're underestimating
and
the value of getting the gutters clean.
I called Miss Utility just yesterday to come and
hello.
It's spray paint everything.
I found wires.
To let me know where everything is.
How'd that work out?
I felt like I was talking to a robot.
I've lived.
Because she goes, okay. What's your address?
Was it a living person?
Yes.
And it was a lady.
It was a lady.
Hey, it's a lady. I've lived in Washington, D.C. my entire life. I don't think I've ever known anyone who's ever called Miss Utility.
Yeah, before you did, call Miss Utility.
Yeah.
An effective ad campaign.
And then they come out with spray paint?
No, they haven't come yet.
Well, they tell them to bring their boots.
And this is what they do. They come, and then they spray paint your sidewalk, and then you know it's happened, right?
Right.
But then I've also heard that these people that come, they don't give an F. So they just spray paint lines and hope that you don't dig around that area.
So that can't be.
I'm telling you, that's the rumor I heard.
From who?
From a contractor.
Big contractor.
They said at least they'll give you a ballpark, but they don't actually find it. And then the other question is, how do they know where they are? Do they have some sonar detector? And if they do, where can I rent that?
I'm sure it's a metal detector, and I'm sure you will buy one.
No,
you
always do.
For his iPhone.
An iPhone sonar detector. Well, I'm sure
there's a water, a sewage, there is a gas line, and then there's... Well, electric's going above, so right. You've got those three lines coming out of your house, right?
Well, I'm sure there's maps and grids, and there's got to be diagrams charts. Of where they've been. Yeah, charts.
Yeah.
So, charts?
Yeah.
There's no way. It's so old-timey.
But the pipes have been there forever. They know where they are.
Mark my words. They're going to come back, and they're going to say, hey, we found the pipes, but they're made of lead.
Oh,
like,
no.
That's what's going to happen. That's my next go-to.
Well, that's okay for the sewage, just not the water coming
very
in.
True,
there you
true.
Are.
We'll find out. And so that's an update on my home.
So it's going well.
It's going all right, man.
Well.
I'm sweating. Diego, remember, your timing's horrible, but I'm going to give it to you one more time. And if this doesn't work,
he
you
did.
Just
you know what?
There.
He did okay last time.
Okay is not good enough.
Okay, we want excellence. Go ahead.
I'm working my way up. If it's all right with you, Oscar, I can give your number to my pops, and I'll have him give you a call.
Well, what does he do?
He does HVAC.
We've been doing this forever.
Timing, horrible.
Jesus Christ!
I seem to think he brought that up when Mike finished paying for his air conditioning too. You're a really great person.
It's very, very kind of you.
It's a good business strategy.
I think I've got a line on some air conditioning as I've talked to five contractors. But if that does not work out, I will talk to you.
Cool.
Wow.
Yes.
I've got the scoop on the gutter helmet here.
You do?
This is from pissedconsumer.com.
Okay.
Says, Yes.
Again, we have no affiliation.
No, with either side.
Yes.
Exactly. Gutter helmet made the problem worse. When it rains heavily enough, the water cascades right off of the gutter helmet straight into your backyard.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So their basement flooded.
Now,
oh, no.
Here is what you can do that is something you can do.
Yeah.
That you can handle, and it's not gutter helmet. It's not slick and well-produced like a gutter helmet spot.
Yeah.
But I do recall getting like a... thin, fine chicken wire.
A mesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mesh. It's a disaster. But put that mesh over like about maybe a 1-inch chicken wire.
Something I can do.
You could do this.
Yes.
And that'll keep the gunk out as a rule, but also let the water flow through.
Oh, I never thought about that.
But leaves will build up in the actual mesh.
They can. So
cleaning gutters, I always feel like when everybody talks about that, that is... one of the most dangerous jobs.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah, because you fall off a ladder, right?
Yeah, especially if you've been drinking.
That's rough, man.
Don't drink and clean gutters, folks.
No.
Now, when you clean the gutters, I'm still trying to wrap my head.
I had to get up there.
I understand,
Rob.
But
there's too much going on.
What is it? A step ladder? Is ladder?
No, it's one of those green ladders that they sell for like $12 at Home Depot.
Oh, so you really
could have been aluminum.
Yeah, but it's painted green.
Yeah, painted green.
You know what I have? I have the, what is it? Like the Mighty Midget system?
I don't know.
Step ladder system?
You can buy it on TV.
Yes, we did buy it on TV.
Yeah, you stack them together.
It folds to like 4 feet, but extends to like 60 feet.
In case of fire?
How can they call it that?
The Mighty Midget system?
It's so offensive.
Well, no. Maybe I got the name wrong. But
Let me look that up.
It does fold up, and I had to use it this week. We bought the ladder for one reason. And that is because there is one smoke detector in my bedroom that is only accessible by a ladder because we have cathedral ceilings. I know, big, you know, first world problems. Cathedral ceilings in our bedroom. And I would rather have my house burned down than have to change this battery because it is like 14 feet up and
it's
off
called
the
little giant ladder.
The little giant.
You
that's
are
it.
Such Jeez. An a-hole.
Well, the mighty. You know what the Mighty Midget was? That was the world's smallest restaurant.
Actually, it's a boxing thing. I just looked it up.
What is it now?
Mighty Midget is like a midget boxing. It doesn't look legal or.
Thanks for bringing
correct.
It up.
Window into your soul. This ladder does look pretty cool.
And so I was able to use it this week because the worst thing, and it happens about every
extreme
2.5 years.
Extreme safety, extreme comfort, extreme ladder performance.
I'm not sure there's any comfort involved with climbing the ladder.
That's what they're
cushions.
Which ladder do you need?
So I think this actually extends to 16 feet.
Yes.
And the worst thing, Carrie comes down with a just a totally drawn look on her face. And she says, "You're not going to believe what happened upstairs." I said, at this point, I'm like, what, did Julia stab Robert? Mm. Because we're that deep into the summer. I would have said, I said, well, you know what? That was coming.
It was about time.
It was about time. She says, we need a battery in the bedroom smoke detector.
Are you hearing the beep?
Once I get upstairs, I am. And that's
how long has this been going on?
It happens about every 2 years. As a matter of fact, the first time we had to change it, it was beeping the day we moved in. Ah. So it was, once you finished moving in, we still had to change it because it's not just beep, beep, beeping. It's beeping in the bedroom.
Who gets on the ladder?
I was going to.
Yes.
Until I looked at the weight limit for the, what is the system called?
It's the little giant ladder.
The little giant ladder. Perhaps I should have bought the big giant ladder because I was well past the recommended weight. So what happened is everyone.
Rob, thank you for sharing that. That's tough to say.
What is the recommended weight?
It 600 pounds. Good call. No, 300.
300.
Yes. And
what's well past?
Past 300.
Are you at four bills yet?
No. I think I'm about 340. I don't know. I haven't weighed myself in a long time. So I don't like the bad news.
If you're close to four, let's get to four and then rewind.
Why?
Right?
So you're saying if I'm close to
don't
four,
quit now. You're almost there.
Let's go ahead and hit that goal.
If you're like, let's say three, I say anything above 375.
Just go ahead.
If you're like, man.
Go for the brass ring.
You just go for four, hit your own PB, mm-hmm. personal best, mm-hmm. and then roll that thing back.
Well, you know, that there's.
Because that logic, well, that's much more impactful when you have your survivor story, right?
Also,
the before,
you're like 400 pounds.
The way you're saying it, though, it's like you've already written the eulogy and you don't want to update it.
No, but my logic here is this. We have you in the Washington Post, right? And they have like an obesity in style special. And they're like, and they have you as a survivor.
Is that like the Prince William extra?
Yeah.
Fat
yeah.
guys.
Yes.
It's the fat guys extra.
Now, this disc jockey lost 200 pounds. The headline is it's going to be a big, like cartoon size four, right?
Right.
How I became 400 pounds and lost the weight. Right?
And the answer will be because Oscar said, go for
it. Because the 375, you're like,
yeah.
400 is a round number that everyone be like,
literally.
Hey, I'm a round number.
A proverbial, like a just, whoa. And then you scroll back down and the story's even sexier.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, ooh. Pony, go get pizzas and ice cream.
Austin, where do you think you are?
I think I'm at 340.
Oh, that's not close enough to warrant a 60-pound weight gain.
Thanks, Oscar, for your vote of support.
Just saying.
I know, but I love the fact that you're planning long range.
Yeah, the logic. Okay, get to around 350.
Okay.
Right? A solid 350. That's right. Better than 340,
yeah, I think
right?
That's
340
fair.
Is like, I tried to stop doing things the right way. Okay, back to the plan B.
Back
to your ladder.
Back
so 300, 300.
So I'm thinking, you know what? I hate this beep, beep, beeping, but I'm not going to take my life in my hands. Mm-mm. As you did.
Yes.
So everyone is going everywhere this particular day. Carrie has taken Julia to a concert that night.
What concert?
I think that night it might have been Halsey.
All right.
So Julia was swinging by the house just to pick up some stuff because she was going to be spending the night at a friend's house. And I said, Julia, I need you for a quick favor. She says, what? And I already had the ladder set up. Already had the mighty giant set up.
Yeah, and she's tall now.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And so I said, I need you to take this 9-volt battery and go up there, take out the old one, and put this in.
Nice.
And I'm telling her this in the meantime in the background. I'm here. Doot.
Well, that's the ultimate in a love line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, one of the best iterations of love line.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a white trash meter.
Yes.
Where when they would have a caller on, and without fail, Adam would they'd be in the middle, like the girl, for example, and you. I'll signal you to do the.
Okay, all right.
I tried meth for the first time, and you know I didn't think it was a big deal, and I just decided to just do it because of my friends. And then you go, baby doll. Before we continue with your meth situation, let's figure out where that beep sound's coming from.
Yeah, because it's there to save your life, especially if you're smoking
How
meth.
How long has that beep been coming down for? I don't know, like 6 months? And then he go into this wonderful story on how this that beep is a reflection of your life and your home where
priorities.
It's just reminding you that if you don't want to die in a fiery death, that you got to change that battery.
Better get on it.
But you're calling us about your meth addiction, and you're not taking care of that first.
And you can probably bet a dollar that that's not a person who has a cathedral ceiling.
True.
Just
how
guessing.
Long? With don't lie, all how right. long has that beep been going on for?
That beep, we took care of it in 2 hours.
No. How long was it on for before you fixed it?
Carrie told me at like 4 o'clock and we fixed it at 6.
Oh, right away.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
because
God.
Because it's in my bedroom. I mean, there's no way to ignore it.
I got it.
I told Julia, I said, if you want to go to that Halsey concert, I need you up on this ladder. Dad, I don't like ladder. Dude. I said, this is really important because you're going to be out of the house tonight. And I know for a fact, even if you like try to cheat, stand on a chair and use a yardstick and pull the battery out.
Can't do it.
No, because it's hardwired. It's still going to beep. I am not proud to say that Julia got a shaky voice from fear by making her go up that ladder. But you know what? I think it's a good parenting thing.
Oh, yeah. And
to make her face her fears.
Not a little kid anymore.
No.
Dad. She's a teenager.
Dad.
Yeah. And by the way, the odds of her falling off and breaking something are far lower than you.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Mm-hmm. And her bones will knit fast.
Risk analysis.
I said,
Papa's got to pay the mortgage. And you're going to a concert. If you miss that concert because you fell, it's going to be okay.
We're not losing the house.
Yes.
The thing that I was so proud of is the way I stood underneath her, held the ladder, and kept saying, don't worry, honey. I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm going to catch you.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Not at all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad she didn't question.
I'm so athletic, scary, that I'll run to the other side of the ladder when you fall, and I'm going to catch you.
Really, if she had come up to me and said, well, so what? You're right there. What's plan B?
You could just dive like that Bohemian, or is it Bahamian? Bahamian?
Bohemian?
Bahamian.
Bahamian. Yeah. The lady.
Runner. You just dive on there, and she can just, you'll break her fall.
Shawnee Miller
yes.
was her name.
Yeah.
Shawnee
Miller. You'd Miller that, and you would save Julia's life because the impact made her.
Exactly. Put that in the article.
Obese man starts weight loss.
She bounced off my stomach and landed on the bed. I said, "Are you all right?" And all I heard was "deep, deep," but. It's called parenting, folks.
Mm-hmm. You gotta
good
teach them.
You gotta teach them. Teach them young.
Teach them young.
Yeah. She still didn't close the panel, though.
Oh.
She was too eager to get down, but the battery was changed.
It's there.
I'm not gonna die in a fire. Oh. Oscar's not gonna be electrocuted. We are coming back. You have prepared an Oscarazzi.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get it right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein, Boy Scout from Troop 5, Maplewood, New Jersey.
Yes, indeed. On this week's episode of the show, Gary goes camping with the Boy Scouts.
That doesn't sound good, Tony.
But it is very funny. Also, we're joined by Jasmine Brand, pop culture specialist. We talk about the Kardashians, Blac Chyna, and Big Butts.
Those don't go together.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Just to be clear, Gary doesn't have any kids in Scouts.
Mm.
But he was still
that's even weirder.
A Scout Master. Yes. It's a good show. I like it.
Really strange.
It is.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's a very interesting listen. You know what you should do, Oscar?
What's that?
If you had put trackers on your radiators, you'd know where they are.
Oh, you're right.
We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes, smart everything. Technology has made everything smart. Until you lose something, that's enough to make smart people feel really stupid. But losing things is now a thing of the past, thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. I have one on Linus's collar, because we can never find Linus's collar. Mm-hmm. Now we can all the time, thanks to Tracker. Just pair your Tracker to your smartphone. Even I can do it. It's so easy. Attach Tracker to anything, and you can find its precise location with a tap of a button. It is that easy. And here's the coolest thing. If you lose your phone, press the button on tracker, and your phone rings even when it's on silent. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. And now, TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire Tracker order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's THETracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com and code TMOS. Do it. Love that device. And now, a special Tuesday Oscarazzi.
Tuesday.
It always sounds the best on a Tuesday.
Aye, 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 aye. Friends.
That sounded like a man who was fighting a flood.
Yeah, it was waterlogged.
Gotta start snorting Adderall or something. Get through all this. All right.
We're rooting for you.
Fellas.
Yes.
Jack Ryan. Does that name ring a bell?
Is that a hero?
It is a hero. Look at you.
He's a series of books, right?
Series of movies.
Was it the Russian submarine movie was Jack Ryan, wasn't it?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
But Clear and Present Danger.
Okay.
Right? Mm. So you've got Harrison Ford.
Right.
Who played Jack Ryan in a handful of films. Ben Affleck actually played Jack Ryan in another book that another film was adapted from the book.
Okay.
Adapted. Jesus Christ. Get a hold of yourself, Oscar.
Had to change its name.
We can add John Krasinski to the Jack Ryan Club.
From The Office.
Yes, Jim from The Office.
Who has not yet made a good movie.
13 Hours wasn't so bad. It's sad, but not great movie.
Medium. I didn't like the one where he played the football, the old-timey football player either.
Yes.
That was not so
good. Though, he is going to be Jack Ryan in the latest edition of the film.
Good for him. You know what? He's very likable.
Yeah.
I think that'll play good for the series. But can he play tough? That's the thing.
Yeah, but those are some big shoes to fill. Ben Affleck was all right, but that was before Ben Affleck was Ben Affleck, right?
Right.
Harrison Ford in Clear and Present Danger, I remember as a kid I would watch that movie all the time.
It was a go-to
all
on
the
HBO.
Time, right?
Yeah.
Go-to. So congratulations to John Krasinski, made official that he will be playing Jack Ryan in an upcoming film.
Good for him, because even if it sucks, he's still likable.
Justin Bieber has deleted his Instagram account.
Tell me about it. Right? I didn't have anything to look at this morning.
Apparently, he had deleted his Instagram account after negative comments about his dating life and devolved into his comments and a section fueled with ex Selena Gomez. Now, the Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, that storyline, for those of you that are not in the know, has been going on for years. Now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
For him to delete his account, that's pretty much part of his brand. It's like getting off of Facebook,
yeah,
right?
He has really been on the social media bandwagon. That's sort of how he launched himself, isn't it?
Why or what do you think, outside of just the nastiness that is the interweb, why would someone do something like that except for just to completely F their fans? There's a small subset. Look, I've seen the tweets. They're
so
horrible,
have I.
Right?
So have I. They're rotten.
Or the Instagram posts. Or the comments on his pictures.
He implied that she was boning Zayn.
Yes.
Yes.
But
Pony, do you know who Zayn is?
No, I'm thinking Billy Zane. He's a cool dude.
One Direction. Does your daughter talk about this?
Not so much anymore. She was One Direction. That was like 3 or 4 years
ago.
Yeah.
But regardless.
Right.
I guess my point is, I don't think you can afford to do that even if you're Justin Bieber. You can afford to do it for a little while.
He'll come back. I guarantee
back,
you he'll
right?
be back. But they were pretty, pretty bad posts.
Yeah.
And
but you
fact
can
that
delete
it was out
the
there,
post. Mm, you don't have to delete your account.
Yeah, block some people.
Block some people.
Yeah.
Just a quick heads up.
Do we'll some keep, work.
Yeah. That's just too much trouble for him. So that was in the news. Top 10 news today. Also, Bachelor in Paradise. Now that the program's over, I can go back to that.
Yes.
I am all in.
Sure.
All in. There was this bachelor who passed out yesterday from alcohol. And like he got so drunk that they had to call the medics.
Yes.
And this crazy girl that's in love with him, I forget their names, jumps in bed with him and says, or isn't in love with him. It's like torn if she likes him or not.
Sure.
And he,
there's so much drama.
Yeah, he jumps in bed after the los doctores leave. Because they're in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Trashiest television you'll ever watch. But if you're into it, it's... and I think The Nation is, because that's all that's trending.
It's well-presented trash.
Oh, my God. She gets in bed with him. She goes, why are you doing this? Why are you? And then he starts hitting on her after the doctors leave. Oh, and then they just start making out.
Is he all slurry drunk?
No. That's the worst part. And she spends like the entire time saying how much she doesn't like him. And then she jumps in bed and it's boom, bam, go time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're selling that show to me.
I'm telling you. Monday nights, right? And then there's another one tonight, which I never used to be able to watch, but now I'm going to DVR.
Which is?
The Bachelor in Paradise Part 2. It's a two-night
event. Oh, yes. Okay. It's a two-night television
event. During the week. Two nights.
Yeah, it's like one of the great miniseries, like The Winds of War.
And someone's ex shows up on the island. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, no, not when the ex shows up on the island. It's Zane. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got to get these names. I think it was Eric that passed out yesterday, but I'll give you a full
report
tomorrow.
They're all named Eric.
Okay, Justice League movie, Black Superman suit, hints for major comic storyline. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. Superman actor Henry Cavill has revealed a photo testing the Black Superman suit. And I'm not as versed on the superhero or DC comic landscape as most people are, but I know this, that, spoiler alert, in the last Batman v Superman, there is an uncertainty with Superman's, where he's going to be in this next movie, right?
Okay, right.
And they decide that within this next iteration of the film to give him the black suit.
Right.
Which looks badass, though the movies, for the most part, aren't as good as everybody says they should be. I enjoyed B versus Superman, right? Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people had their criticisms of it.
I hear that the reason he's wearing the black suit is he's going to a funeral.
Ah, ding, ding, ding. You never know what's going to happen.
Never can.
Back to back to Sony Pictures and DC Comics, or that world overall, Warner Brothers.
Right.
You remember the big to-do with the all-female cast of Ghostbusters?
Yes, yeah.
So I finally got to dive in here. And by the way, they're saying now, the studio saying that there won't be a Ghostbusters 2, that they've lost over $100 million.
That's
rough, right?
Quite a bite right there.
And for a film that, we never got to your review. Did you like it?
I did not.
Okay.
So I thought that there were several construction flaws in the plot, and also it lacked the heart of the original, because there was no real love story in it.
Key factor, no heart. And when this originally, the trailer first came out, people were upset that the film didn't look like it had heart. And then,
it was the most hated trailer in the history of YouTube.
Yes. And within the comments, a certain theme was presented that a lot of people were anti-all-female cast.
Yeah, sexist.
The sexist side of things. And then the studio doubled down on the sexist side, and it became girl power, go watch the Ghostbusters,
exactly, right?
But at the root of it was there was not any heart within the movie.
Exactly, because the driving force in the original Ghostbusters, the reason the Ghostbusters stayed so involved, is that Bill Murray wanted to rescue Dana.
It's a paint-by-numbers solution.
Exactly.
And they thought they could do it again, that was at the crux of it. It wasn't just the sexist part. It was really that the movie had no heart.
Yeah, that's my thought.
And that is Oscar Otz for today. There will be no second Ghostbusters. They lost $100 million, not because women played the Ghostbusters, but because the movie simply had no heart.
It's almost as expensive as buying a house in Georgetown.
Yeah.
Making those movies. So be very careful what you wish for. Stick around. We've got the audio vault on the other side of these. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hon, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara just mentioned in that promo, the voice of that promo, loves his Sleep Number bed.
Woo!
He talks about it all the time. And why not? Because it makes him sleep so good. As a matter of fact, he has one in both of his places that he stays. He can't be without his Sleep Number bed. And if you want to make the most of your summer, you need quality sleep. And that's the way to do it. You get yourself a Sleep Number bed. You simply can't afford a mediocre night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. Just go to a Sleep Number store so you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side for firmness and support. It's perfect for couples. He talks about this all the time. Carla and he are actually in the same bed, but on separate platforms. So when he rolls around, she doesn't feel it.
Oh, yeah.
They can set their firmness to how they want it. It's like individual beds. together. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better, like changing your sleep number setting. In fact, according to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their sleep number settings are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. Mike's sleep number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. My father's sleep number setting is a 35. And it's awesome. And last night, Mike's Sleep IQ score was a 90, and he feels great. And listen to this deal. This is great. A queen sleep number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,099.98. That is nice. A great value. No better sleep. Sleep number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 sleep number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to offer the salesperson some chewing gum and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. All right, let's look at the audio vault for Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. And we'll start with this. You know, we've gotten several great submitted promos from people that like to get credit, but my favorite ones tend to come from this guy that just wants to remain anonymous. So let's salute Matthew Bloom with this promo about WDGH.
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the pony boy himself, Matt Bloom. Welcome, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So you've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, we got to wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime?
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Pony boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say and, well, hopefully more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's WDGH. That's awesome. Don't Get Happy Radio.
Awesome, awesome.
So thank you for that anonymous submission.
Thank
now,
you.
There is a new show. NBC has rolled out the press for it today. They're showing it on the Olympics, I think, last night and certainly this morning. It's called Better Late Than Never. And it has William Shatner, as you know, who played Captain
yes.
Kirk, Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz, Terry Bradshaw, who played football, and George Foreman, who is a noted boxer.
Oh, wow.
And they've put them together and they've sent them out on adventures, which, as you know, this is really an age of, hey, let's throw some stuff on the wall and see what sticks.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got people from all, you know, these are old guys from four different corners. The premiere episode, they go to Japan. And they're staying in one of those cubicle hotels.
A little guys.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like just almost like a cell. Where
it's
they're
like
sleeping.
A tube.
Yeah. And so while they're waiting to go to bed, a naked Japanese man comes down the hall. It's pixelated,
that's
of course.
Great.
Like all Japanese porn.
Yes.
And he goes to climb into his bed. And how shall I say this? He presents to William Shatner. And here is William Shatner reacting to man ass in Japan.
George is out like a light.
Yeah, he likes it, you see?
It's fun. It's authentic.
No, it may be authentic, but so is...
Oh, hello. Hello. I'm not
oh,
looking...
Oh, my God.
I didn't want a
There's
Japanese...
There's a sight you don't see every day.
...anatomy class right now.
You should see what I'm seeing. Why do I think of peaches?
I would be lying wow. if I say I'm not going to look in.
Of course.
I will look into that. And while we're talking senior citizens, this is kind of cool. Dick Van Dyke, one of the greatest sitcom and movie stars mm-hmm. of all time, is 90 years old. And he's still in great health, and he tours with a vocal group called the Vantastics. And he was in Denny's after a show the other day, and sitting there just around normal people, started to sing the theme song from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and the entire restaurant stood, turned, and watched him perform. Aww. Check this out. This is kind of neat.
Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, you pretty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you. And in my pretty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, what do you do?
And he's all smiles, just having a blast,
cool.
being a, yeah. just being a great old showbiz guy.
Yeah.
I hope Dick Van Dyke sticks around for 100 years more, but by playing him in the audio vault, he's doomed. good news for you, Oscar. The E! Network is releasing a new show in September starring Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna.
Oh, my God.
It's called Rob and Chyna.
This September, meet the future Mr. and Mrs. Kardashian.
I fell in love with you because I know how good you are and how loyal you are.
Are you still texting bitches? Yes or no?
They're cute. They're complicated.
Bye!
And they're about to become family.
That Rob wants to be so public blows my mind.
Trying to get back out to life, it's a big change.
Are you ready to be a daddy?
That's what I always wanted.
Rob and Chyna, a new series coming Sundays this September, only on E!
Now, what if Rob and Chyna got together with Terry Bradshaw and Henry Winkler and went to Japan? Now I'm watching. But do you think there's enough juice left in that squeeze for that show to work? You watch some of those shows.
It's a test as far as a pilot season goes.
Sure,
right?
Right.
I think there are, if I'm not mistaken, 6 or 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they'll get a following. It's
so cheap to produce those
shows.
It's
so cheap to produce them. And the one X factor is that Rob Kardashian has not been in the public eye for some time.
Right.
And I'm talking years. So there's probably going to be some curiosity on
there'll
that
be
side.
There'll be a peek in factor.
To see like what he's done, what he's been doing with his life for the past few years. He had clearly gone through some bout of addiction,
mm-hmm.
which I think is, and I'm speaking out of school here, but I think it's translated into a food addiction, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't see him climbing a ladder either.
No. But he's found happiness, and if he wants to share that with everybody, it is a family business. I see it being successful, but not as successful as the Caitlyn show or the Kardashians.
So they'll prop each other up, though. We'll see what happens. Very good. BBC doing some live Olympic coverage. There was a reporter named Dan Walker who actually, while he was trying to do sports coverage, walked into a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And this is great because this is one drunk bachelorette. He handles it really well. I'd like to see some of this coverage on NBC.
Live athletics on the way on BBC One. Let's see what's going on over here. Looks like some sort of hen do. Can we have a little look, do you think? A Brazilian hen party.
It's a hen party.
There's the bride. Can we see the bride? There she is.
Hello,
when are you getting married?
I'm the bride in 1 month.
1 month.
September 17th. Bye. I love her. I love everybody. For my husband, I love you so much. You are my love. You are my crush.
You can leave graciously that way.
BBC. BBC. BBC.
Well, that was a bit special, wasn't it? You don't get that on BBC One, do you?
I love that. I think that's great. And let us close with this. Today is August 16th, the 39th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. And I wouldn't be doing my job as Rob Spiewak if I didn't bring you one new piece of tape. There's an album that came out this year called Down in the Jungle Room that has some great outtakes. This is one of my favorite Elvis outtakes I've ever heard. It's brand new to me, and believe me, I've heard them all. He had a song the last year of his life called Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It opened with an amazing big note, a really tough note to hit. And when Elvis was recording it, he didn't quite get it the first time out.
I'm so hurt.
God damn it.
That's pain, Brim.
I just love hearing him
That's
curse
because awesome.
he just didn't quite get it. So that, folks, is your Magic Audio Vault. Thank you, Elvis, for all the great music, and have a great Tuesday, everybody. Woo! Appreciate it, folks. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to me, Rob with 2 B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao. Mm-hmm.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
I'm so
God damn it.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.